Near Wasilla today, hundreds of salmon set to spawn in Fish Creek swam a gauntlet of dip nets after the Department of Fish and Game opened the sometimes sporadic personal use dip net fishery there. Early counts and projections for the near future indicate a strong enough sockeye run. For local fish biologists and dip netters alike, Fish Creek is a hands-on, full-spectrum salmon experience right in their backyard. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove and Henry Leisha were there too and have this audio postcard.
We are at Fish Creek checking out the personal use fishery and trying to determine how busy it is down here, kind of how successful the dip netters have been, and enjoying the day. My name is Samantha Osland. I'm the Assistant Area Management Biologist for the Sport Fish Division here. We're actually standing in Fish Creek, 6 inches deep, and it's a beautiful day. A few fish passing by as we're standing here. We watch daily fish passages, and so as the fish trickle in, we watch that very closely, and we're looking to hit our escapement, and we want to land somewhere in the middle there, but we have to project that we're going to have 35,000 fish in river before we can open the fishery.
I ended up catching 10. Yeah, I've been doing it since the 80s here, so I don't know, it's just smaller, it's more fun, you get more wet. Tonight, the old lady's gonna be, and her friends are gonna be in the boat, and I'm gonna be with the kids on shore, and we're just gonna play in the mud.
I got a fish. I was out in the water, I got super wet, and my daddy scooped the fish towards me, and I got it in my net, and I pulled it up.
My husband had several, but the problem is that they got away from him, or the net had a hole in it we didn't know about.
Yeah, so Alaska Wildlife Trooper Dan Dahl. We have a couple things with just public safety in mind, with traffic and all the parking here and all the congestion from this fishery. But also, there's a couple lines to enforce out by the mouth to make sure they're inside and in a legal area to fish. And then once they do catch fish and they come back here to their vehicles, just to make sure they got their fish logged, the tails cut, they got a permit, and they got a fishing license in their Alaska residence. And that's kind of the things to make sure we got legal fishermen doing legal things.
I'm Clint McBride. I'm a fisheries technician 2 for Sportfish. So we're at the Fish Creek Weir, a couple river miles up from the mouth. And it's just a very small fixed floating weir that basically allows us to count every fish that passes. Luckily for this spot, since there's only one of us at a time, they alternate us back and forth. But you're here for like 3 to 4 days at a time, 24/7. And those breaks are very nice so that you know, you're not just out here alone, kind of going crazy. You do just find things to bring out. I play guitar, so I bring my guitar out here, books and music and the radio and, you know, just stuff to keep yourself occupied.
Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove and Henry Leisha produced the postcard. The Fish Creek Personal Dipnet Fishery is expected to remain open each day from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. until Monday. The limit is 25 fish per head of household and 10 more for each family member.